The Doctor Protocols, written by Wandering Jedi Historian, read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars and a Doctor Who crossover podfic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationships Cody Obi-Wan Kenobi and the Doctor Jack Rose, as well as various members from Ghost Company and the Doctor's TARDIS. It is tagged for "The TARDIS shows up on a battlefield. The clones have questions. The Jedi have protocols for that. Jack Harkness being Jack Harkness. Snark, banter, sass, teasing, fluff, light angst. The Doctor and his companions have opinions about the war. The Doctor's TARDIS helps, though not in a way Obi-Wan knows what to do with. Cody and Rose commiserate about their partner's tendency to use flirting as a strategy. Obi-Wan blinked as the blue police box finished materializing. He had seen it exactly once before on a mission, when he was 15. As far as he was aware, there hadn't been a TARDIS sighting since. Fortunately, the Jedi Order had standing Doctor protocols. It was only as his men all raised their blasters towards the box that he realized that the clones wouldn't have the slightest idea about any of it. "Lower your weapons," Obi-Wan ordered. He picked up his comm and called Mace. "We are enacting the Doctor protocols." Mace nodded.
"Location?"
Obi-Wan rattled off the name of the planet and the exact coordinates on it.
"I'll update the protocol logs,"
Mace said.
"Good luck."
Grimacing, Obi-Wan replied, "Thank you." The Doctor was complex. His presence usually heralded chaos of some sort, just what they didn't really need at the moment. The door opened and three people stepped out, all human in appearance. Two men, one woman. None of them looked familiar, so Obi-Wan knew that he would have to inquire about which generation the Doctor was on now, so they could update the logs. "Hello there," Obi-Wan called. "Greetings, Doctor and companions." One of the men, dark-haired and a bit shorter than the other, grinned.
"Hello."
The other man, in a leathery coat, shook his head.
"Jack,"
he said sternly. The first man, Jack, apparently, threw him a wounded look.
"I was just being polite,"
he protested. The second man, the Doctor, Obi-Wan would guess, sighed. "Behave," he chided. Jack sulked.
"That's so boring."
The woman, a young blonde, giggled, earning a grin from Jack.
"I'm the Doctor,"
the man with the leather jacket confirmed.
"Where are we this time?"
Obi-Wan smiled. "I am Master Obi-Wan Kenobi of the Jedi Order," he replied. "We are currently on the planet Belmar, in one of the less populated regions." The Doctor nodded.
"You've initiated the Doctor protocols, I imagine."
Obi-Wan inclined his head.
"Indeed."
Looking around, the Doctor said,
I was in this galaxy one regeneration ago. Obi-Wan smiled.
Thank you. I shall update the logs. I did have the good fortune of meeting you on that last encounter, though I was only a teenager at that time. He explained.
The doctor gave a brief smile, though it quickly turned into a frown as he looked around.
We interrupting? He asked.
Before Obi-Wan could reply, there was an explosion.
Commander, report.
Obi-Wan called.
Cody responded promptly.
Separatist reinforcements emerged from some tunnels, General.
The doctor raised a brow.
Unfortunately, Doctor, we are at war.
Sir, I recommend our guests get out of here,
Cody pointed out.
Obi-Wan grimaced.
Yes, I agree. Please return to the TARDIS until this is handled.
Rose, do as he says, Jack said without hesitation. The young woman, Rose, apparently, frowned.
Aren't you coming?
Jack seemed hesitant.
Wouldn't be my first war.
The doctor grimaced.
Nor mine, but it isn't ours to fight, and until we know more, we aren't picking sides. Let's go.
Those orders seemed enough for Rose, who immediately turned back towards the TARDIS. Jack still seemed hesitant, but followed when the doctor took his arm.
When the droids were dealt with, Obi-Wan knocked on the TARDIS door.
Jack opened it.
The droids have been eliminated. It is safe, Obi-Wan reported. We are going to make camp here for the night, and are handing out rations, if any of you are hungry.
Jack grimaced.
War rations can't be great, no matter the war, but I admit, I'm curious to see how a different galaxy handles it.
Obi-Wan smiled.
I take it the doctor filled you in.
Jack smiled.
He did indeed. A whole galaxy if never seen before. Could be a lot of fun.
A snort from behind him drew Obi-Wan's attention.
I told you to behave, the doctor said.
Smirking, Jack replied.
Just having a bit of conversation.
Obi-Wan couldn't help the grin at the banter. Part of him wondered if that's what he and Cody sounded like when they bickered over his flirting with Ventress.
So it's safe now, Rose confirmed, picking up over Jack's shoulder.
Offering a reassuring smile, Obi-Wan nodded. The three followed him to the small makeshift camp the 212th had set up.
Obi-Wan didn't miss the way Rose blinked a few times, as if to make sure she was seeing what she thought she was seeing.
They are clones, Obi-Wan explained. It is a long story.
Cody greeted them as they reached the designated area for handing out rations.
Any allergies?
He asked their guests. All three shook their heads, so Cody handed over the ration bars.
Sorry, nothing fancy on campaigns, he said.
Jack grimaced.
Armies really are the same the universe over.
An interested gleam entered Cody's eyes.
You were a soldier.
Jack shrugged.
For a while, it was complicated.
Rose snorted.
Is that what you are calling it, Captain?
Jack grinned. Hey now, that one I earned, thank you.
The doctor patted his shoulder.
Course you did.
Obi-Wan caught Cody's eye and saw the same curiosity burning in his own gaze. They led their guests over to a few crates that were serving as seats.
So, war?
The doctor asked, more than a hint of disapproval in his tone. Obi-Wan sighed heavily and gave a brief overview of the situation. Rose wrinkled her nose.
That sounds so terrible, and yet, honestly, as a human from Earth, I can say we've had that happen multiple times, even just on our planet, she muttered.
Would have hoped a group of people capable of traveling the stars would know better.
The doctor took her hand in his and gave it a squeeze.
It is unfortunately more common than any of us would like, he admitted.
Jack looked away for a moment before saying,
Wish I could say humans ever changed.
Rose looked sad at that. The doctor surprised Obi-Wan by reaching for Jack's hand with his open one.
You lot can, with the right experiences, the doctor said.
A rueful smile slipped across Jack's face at that.
Still think I was better off a coward.
The doctor smiled. It was small, but genuine.
You were never a coward. Made poor choices, sure, but that's different.
Rose nodded.
And you've learned better. That's what matters.
It felt like an intimate moment, one Obi-Wan felt a bit awkward for intruding on. Glancing over, he could tell Cody felt the same.
So, what exactly do you three do?
Cody asked after a moment. Jack grinned.
Find trouble, usually.
The doctor attempted to protest that, but Rose's grin said Jack's words were true enough. Obi-Wan grimaced as Cody groaned.
I've already got a trouble magnet general, Cody lamented.
Obi-Wan's indignant squawk made Rose and Jack both descend into a fit of laughter. The doctor's eyes glimmered in amusement.
I'm not that bad, Obi-Wan protested.
As Jack and Rose composed themselves, he added, Anakin is worse.
Cody grinned. General Anakin is an incredibly low bar, and you know it, he teased.
Obi-Wan sighed dramatically, which just made the doctor's companions laugh again.
I suppose you might have a point, Obi-Wan allowed, but it is not like I go looking for trouble.
Bumping their shoulders together, Cody said innocently,
Of course not. You flirt with the enemy for strategic purposes.
Obi-Wan felt his cheeks hit.
Oh my god! Rose laughed. The doctor and Jack do it too. It's the worst.
Cody offered her a commiserating grin.
Do they look surprised when it just makes things worse? He asked.
Rose snorted.
They always assure me it was all part of the plan.
It is!
Obi-Wan, Jack, and the doctor all declared.
It is a totally sound strategy, Jack defended further. It works best if the enemy doesn't expect it.
Obi-Wan nodded. Or if you know it will throw them off the form. The doctor added.
Or if you do it well enough that they think they have the upper hand,
usually means you can catch them by surprise.
Cody and Rose shared, "See what I have to put up with?" looks that were filled with fond amusement.
"Suppose we couldn't change them, though," Rose said. Cody smiled softly.
"No, can't say that I would."
Obi-Wan smiled softly at Cody's words and the warmth in his eyes. The doctor took Rose's hand again, and Jack gave her a smile that was significantly softer than Obi-Wan would have expected from him, given his overall demeanor thus far. The group chattered about a number of topics as they finished their ration bars and just relaxed for a bit.
"The TARDIS sounds like a fascinating ship,"
Cody admitted. Obi-Wan nodded. "It certainly does." Rose turned to the doctor, eyes hopeful.
"We could show them, right?" she asked.
The doctor hesitated for a moment before nodding.
"Couldn't hurt, I suppose. You'll need to leave your weapons, though. She doesn't like those."
Cody frowned at that. Obi-Wan understood the reluctance. "Perhaps Waxer and Boyle can wait right outside for us," Obi-Wan suggested. That made Cody relax a bit. He smirked and said,
"I suppose. At least that way we'll know for sure where your lightsaber is."
Obi-Wan frowned and reached for his belt as if to show where it was. Only it wasn't there. Still smirking, Cody held it up.
"Looking for something, sir?"
Laughing fondly, Obi-Wan said, "See, it was in perfectly good hands. Nothing for me to worry about at all." Cody softened at that.
"You know, I'll look after it."
Obi-Wan nodded. "Indeed I do." They called Waxer and Boyle over and gave them their orders. On the way back to the TARDIS, Obi-Wan heard Jack muttered, "Cody and Obi-Wan are definitely a thing." Rose seemed less certain, based on her tone when she replied,
"You sure? Obi-Wan is his superior. Wouldn't that be wrong?"
Jack said gently,
"Usually, yeah, but something's different here that I can't put my finger on."
Rose hummed a worried sort of sound. Obi-Wan found himself drifting just a little closer to Cody. Cody gently brushed their forearms together.
"You okay?"
Obi-Wan nodded. "Just lost in thought." Smiling fondly at him, Cody said,
"Let me know if there's anything I need to worry about."
Obi-Wan smiled back. "I will." Waxer and Boyle took up posts outside the TARDIS as the doctor led the rest of them inside. "Fascinating," Obi-Wan said, eyes darting around, taking in as much as he could all at once. Cody's eyes narrowed.
"How does it work?" he asked.
Rose shrugged. "Haven't the foggiest." Jack looked surprised.
"You didn't comment on it being bigger on the inside."
Cody snorted.
"Spend a few months with the Jedi. Literally nothing will surprise you anymore," he deadpanned.
Obi-Wan grimaced. "I'd say he's exaggerating, but he is really not." The doctor leaned against the railing, watching as Jack and Rose gave them a quick tour of the control room. Cody's fingers brushed the console, and he froze. Cody? Obi-Wan asked, immediately concerned. Pain flashed across Cody's face, and he dropped. Only Obi-Wan's quick use of the Force kept him from hitting the ground without anything to soften the impact. What happened? Obi-Wan demanded, tone hard, as he went to his knees at Cody's side. Rose looked startled, while Jack looked concerned. The doctor put a hand on the console.
The TARDIS is upset, the doctor declared. She found something, a chip, a control chip, in his head. She neutralized it.
Obi-Wan blinked several times. A control chip, he repeated. She's sure. Can she show me where? A projection of Cody's brain appeared, with the chip's location indicated. I don't understand, Obi-Wan said. Nothing about the clones ever said anything about a chip. A myriad of thoughts ran through his mind.
She's very certain it's a control chip, the doctor said. The type, well, not unlike the type some people use on slaves.
Obi-Wan's blood ran cold. No, he breathed as he eased Cody's head onto his lap. No, that is impossible. The doctor frowned.
You gave us the short version, he pointed out. What's the long one?
Obi-Wan huffed a bitter laugh. It all started with an attempted assassination, he said, running gentle fingers through Cody's hair. He told them everything about Jango and Kamino and Geonosis, the start of the war, the way the story of the clones' creations didn't make sense, but they couldn't find a better explanation. We tried to refuse to fight, Obi-Wan said, but the separatists didn't hesitate to start attacking and enslaving worlds. We had the choice to compromise what we stand for and try minimizing the damage by leading the army, or stick to it and let millions, possibly billions, suffer and die without doing anything to prevent it. Tears streamed down Rose's cheeks.
That's not a choice, she whispered.
Obi-Wan shook his head. No, it was not. Jack pulled Rose into his arms.
There is a lot of evil out there, and far too much of it finds its way into power, he observed. Grimacing, Obi-Wan nodded.
Unfortunately, that is true. The good politicians try their best, but often are outnumbered, or their own morals mean they just won't go as far as their adversaries.
The doctor nodded. Seen that more than once, he agreed. We need to know if it's in all your men.
Obi-Wan hesitated. While I know we need to know, I can't agree to submit more of them to the TARDIS until we know if Cody will be all right. Now that I know where to look, we should be able to find it with our own medical equipment.
The doctor inclined his head. Fair enough, he allowed. I can download what you need, and we can go with your ship if you like.
Smiling in relief, Obi-Wan nodded. If you would, please. He agreed. His mind was spinning. Control chips in the clones. What did this mean? With a sigh, Obi-Wan shook his head. The doctor showing up always did mean some form of chaos to follow. He just could have done without this. The end. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for Wandering Jedi Historian. And if you've enjoyed my podfic of it, please consider leaving feedback for me. I really enjoyed this story. I saw it and I was like, oh, I want to read it. But then I didn't have time. And then I suddenly had time to record. And I was like, I'm gonna record that Wandering Jedi Historian fic because I shape Cody Wand and I shape the Dr. Rose Jack OT3 and I want to read it. So I haven't read it before, but I read it for recording and I love it. I hope you do too. Thank you for listening and remember to drink some water if you haven't today.